Okay, tonight's shiur is dedicated to Ilui Nishmas, Shmu Shraga, Ben Rav Avraham, and Hashem Zal Ben Melia.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, Parshas Chukas. Zayis Chukas HaTayrim. The Medrash, Bamidbar Rabba, the Medrash brings down, Oma HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chuka Chakakti, Hesed Chayk, Gezeira Gezarti, I made a Gezeira, Iyat Rashai Lavo Al Gezeira. You can't be over my Gezeiras. So the Ben Ishchai explains the Medrash. What's the double lashon? Hakadosh Baruch Hu says Chukah Chakakti. I said a Chayk. Gezeira Gezarti. I made a Gezeira. What's the double lashon about Chukah about a Gezeira? And Ben Ishchai brings down a Psikta Rabasi. Says the following story. There was one year where Bnei Yisrael needed a Parah Aduma, and it was a guy who had the Parah Aduma. So they went to the guy and tried to negotiate to buy the Parah Aduma. And the guy realized that he has a good deal going. So whatever they mentioned, he upped the price. They finally agreed on a price of 1,000 gold coins. 1,000 gold coins. The guy says to his friend, you know those Jewish people? They want to buy the Parah Aduma. I'm going to show them. I'm going to get the last laugh. Not only are they going to pay me the money, but I know that I can't put a yoke on the animal's neck, around the animal's neck. I shall lay all the oil. I'm going to put a yoke around the cow's neck. They won't know about it, and the joke will be on them. They'll end up paying me the 1,000 gold coins, and I'm going to give them a parah aduma, and that's not kosher, that's no good.
Russia.
So the guy goes ahead, he puts the yoke around the animal's neck, and he's waiting to make the deal. Says the Psikta Rabasi that there are two simonim to tell by a parah aduma whether there was an oil put around his neck. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave two simonim in the parah aduma. There are two hairs on the neck of the parah that as long as no yoke is put around the cow's neck, the hairs stand straight up. There's a kufos. As soon as a yoke is put around the animal's neck, those two hairs bend down and they remain bent down. They don't stand back up. And the second simon is, as long as there's no yoke put on the parah aduma, the eyes of the parah aduma are shabbos. They're exactly the same. They look exactly the same. You can't see any difference between the eyes. If the oil is put on the parah, somehow you can tell a difference in the eyes and not shabbos. So they come to buy the parah aduma, they settle the price, and they check out the cow, and sure enough they see the hairs are lying down, the eyes aren't shabbos, and they refuse to buy the cow. They tell the guy it's possible.
Keep it.
The guy is so astounded that they were able to tell. The guy says, Baruch Shebocha B'umuzu. Blessed is their Hashem who chose this nation. And then the guy goes home, Chonek Es Atzmoy. He kills himself, he chokes himself. Wow. And the tsar that he had, that he lost out on all of this
stress,
on all of this money.
Good time. Good
says
time.
The Ben Ishchai, that's the Pshat in the Medrash. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Chuka Chakakni. I made a chayk. In the Parah Aduma itself, which is a chayk, I put into its nature a way to tell whether or not it's kosher. First of all, with the hairs. Gezeira, Gezarti, I made a Gezeira, with the eyes of the cow. You could tell whether the cow was used for work with the oil. And Iyat Rashai Lava Gezeiros. The person is going to ask, how do we ever know if a Parah Aduma is kosher? When we buy a Parah Aduma, how do we ever know? Maybe the guy put the oil in it. How do you know? The Teretz is because of these two simonim. Like Chazal tells us, the Lashon, Iyat Rashai Laharer Achareha. You can't think, you can't criticize then in the Parah Aduma. Says the Ben Ishchai, perhaps the Pshat could be V'yat HaRashai LaHarer Achareho. And don't think that maybe the Parah Aduma is possible, because I gave you these two simonim as a way of telling whether the Parah Aduma is kosher or not. The whole in the Parah Aduma is a chayk, so it's Chukas HaTayro. Parah Aduma is known for Metaris HaTameim or Metaris HaTahirim. Sorry. Metaris HaTameim or Metamis HaTahirim. It's Metaher, those that are Tamei Meis, and Metamei, those that are Isaac with the Parah Aduma, Metamei the Tahirim. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says over that every mitzvah said in the Torah has shaychus to all generations. We could apply it in our generation also. So as Talmidim asked him, how do we apply the mitzvah of Parah Aduma in our generation? Mm-hmm. We don't have a Parah Aduma. How do we apply, what lesson do we learn from Parah Aduma in our generation? And the Baal Shem Tov answered, this point, the idea of Metares HaTneim or Metameyes HaTahirim is the lesson we can learn from Parah Aduma. And Moshe said a beautiful insight. Before a person does a mitzvah, a person comes to do a mitzvah, a person has to think of himself as being Tomei.
And when he does the mitzvah, he's coming latahir. Latahir es hatameim. He's coming to improve himself. He's coming to make himself kaidish. He's coming to bring himself closer to Hashem. He's coming to rise, to become better. Begeder latahir es hatameim. To be latahir, one who is tummy. But after a person does the mitzvah, a person can't sit back and feel good. Oh, I did the mitzvah. Now I could go ahead and sit back. No need to keep on striving, to keep on doing, keep my mitzvahs. And I learned good tonight. So now I'm like, that's it. Finished. Okay, this is the Baal Shem Tov. After a person finishes doing the mitzvah, then it becomes begeder, tameis atahirim. You think you're tahar. You think you're so tahar. Everything is great. Fakert. Look at yourself as if you're tameh. There's much to improve. No matter how much a person did, there's always room to improve. Take a lesson from somebody in business. He goes out, he makes a deal, he makes a sale. He sits back?
No.
He's running for the next sale, for the next deal.
Yeah,
comes
true.
To mitzvahs, a person can't sit back and say, I made the sale, I did the mitzvah, I finished learning, time to close the Gemara, it's over. Just the opposite. He has to look, when we have more time to learn, when we have more time to do the mitzvah, together, to be Lataris HaTameim. And after a person comes to that Madrega, now he's ready to do the mitzvah again. Now he's begin the Lataris HaTameim. And the cycle goes on and on and on. Before doing the mitzvah, a person has to feel he's come to retire himself. And after doing the mitzvah, he has to feel, you know, I'm not there yet. Tell me, I still have a lot to do. There's more to improve.
Never done.
The Gemara says, Oyev Kesef or Yisba Kesef. One who loves money is never satisfied with money. Yesh Leimona, a person has 100. Writes Messiah, he needs 200. But the Gemara says this pasuk applies to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was Oyev Kesef or Yisba Kesef. Moshe Rabbeinu loved mitzvahs. And even though the Ari Miklot didn't protect until the Yidden went into Eretz Yisrael, he still was mafresh to three cities in the Midbar because he had a chance to do a mitzvah. A person who loves mitzvahs is never satisfied with doing mitzvahs. Once a story with a chassid, he traveled to his Rebbe and he spent a long time together with his Rebbe. He comes back home and people thought, they'll see a difference in the way he acts, the way he behaves, the way he davens, the way he learns after spending time by his Rebbe. Comes back, same as before. He davens the same, learns the same, no change. So people ask him, what did you accomplish? What did your Rebbe teach you all the time that you were there? So the chassid said, before I went to my Rebbe, I felt like Hashem has to pay me back for all the mitzvahs that I did. And I thought to myself, look, all the Torah that I learned, all the tefillos I davened, all the mitzvahs that I did, all the chesed that I did, how can Hashem pay me back for it? There's not enough schar in this world. And I said to myself, no, Hashem will find a way. I'm not worried about it. But after I went, I learned from my Rebbe that Faket, after doing a mitzvah, a person shouldn't feel that Hashem owes him, but just the opposite. What more could I do? What more could I do? Thank you, Hashem, for letting me be alive, for letting me do the mitzvah. What more can I do? How many more mitzvahs can I do? Ayev kesef, or yisba kesef. Beged de latara as a tamei. A person has took himself as being tamei, and he comes to make himself tahor. Zoyz chukas ha-toyra, darachayim ha-koshin, we said it over. I don't know if we said it last year, but we said it over in the past.
It's very good.
It's very good. Darachayim ha-koshin, cook it inside. It happens to be a very, easy piece in the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. Not that it's easy, but it's a clear piece. And the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh asks, Lama nema zois chukas ha-tayra? Why does the Pasuk say zois chukas ha-tayra? Is this a chayk of the Tayra? It's a law of Tumah, a law of Tayra. The Pasuk should have said zois chukas ha-tumah, zois chukas ha-tayra. Why zois chukas ha-tayra? It's not a law of the Tayra. It's a law of Tumah and Tayra. And Zot Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, the Rambam brings down a Perek Aleph, Hilchas Tumas Meis, Halacha Yagimel. The Rambam brings down, She'ein Hanochri Nasa Tmei Meis. A guy does not become a Tmei Meis. If a guy touches a Meis, the guy is Tahar. If a Yid touches a Meis, a Yid becomes Tamei. The guy touches the Meis, carries the Meis, is Mahal over the Meis, the guy is not Tamei. A Yid becomes Tamei. Why? Shouldn't a guy become more Tamei than a Yid? A Yid is Kaddish. So Tarach HaMekaddish, that itself is the answer. Because the Tumah, the Klipois, like to attach themselves to something that's tall. So therefore, when a Yid puts himself in a place where there's Tumah, what does the Tumah jump to? The Tumah jumps to the Machom of Kedusha. The Tumah jumps onto the Kedusha.
Correct.
When a guy comes to the Tumah, the Tumah's not interested. Mm-hmm. I don't need the guy. The Tumah wants to
jump away from
the Tumah and jump to the Kedusha. So when the Tumah jumps onto a guy. And says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, that's true b'chayayim v'maisam. When he is alive, and even la'achamisa. La'achamisa, when a yid dies, a yid's metame ba'oil. A guy is not metame ba'oil. If a chas v'shalom a yid dies, his body's metame ba'oyel. A guy is not metame ba'oyel. And the Aruch Haim HaKadosh gives a famous mashal. He says, imagine a person has two kelim. One keli is filled with honey, and one keli is filled with zevel. And he has them both in his house, and he carries both kelim outside. Which keli attracts more bugs and insects? The keli with the honey, or the keli with the zevel inside? He says the honey. The keli with the honey attracts more bugs. All the insects and the bugs come to the keli with the honey. They're attracted to the sweet honey. And not as much as to the zevel. The zevel attracts bugs and insects, but not as much as the honey does. The sweetness of the honey attracts the shkotzim rumasim. Says the Aruch Haim HaKadosh, the same is true. A yid is mali mitzvahs. A yid's body is kedusha. When a yid dies, the neshama leaves. That body is kadosh. That body, its whole life did mitzvahs. The tumah now has a chance to attach itself to it. The tumah takes the opportunity and jumps on, attaches itself to the sweetness of the guf of a yid, and therefore the body of a yid gives off more tumah than the body of a goy. Even if you have a yid in one room, a dead mace, and this is a big building, and one room opens to the next, the tumah travels throughout the whole building. Because the tumah is so desperate to chop on, to be able to take that little kedusha, the tumah is attracted to the body of a yid, as opposed to the body of a goy. Okay? Sometimes we don't think, but every time we do a mitzvah, the body itself becomes kaddish. The body itself attracts kedusha. While we're alive, we keep the tumah away. When the neshama leaves, there's room for the tumah to come, and that's why fakat. The yid is more tameh than the goy because the yid has greater kedusha. Vayivku as Aaron shiloshim yoyim kol beis Yisrael. In this week's parasha, Aaron is nifta. They cried for Aaron 30 days kol beis Yisrael. Rashi brings down. Why does it say kol beis Yisrael? The entire beis Yisrael, everybody. Says Rashi, lefisha ha'anoshim ha'anoshim, the men and the women. Lefisha ha'ya Aaron roidev shaloyim. Aaron was right of Shalom, or Matal Ava bein Bali Meriva, he made peace and love between people that argued, or bein Ishul Ishtai between a husband and a wife. Okay. Never heard to hear a story about Shalom Bais. If Yitzchak Chaim Zonnefeld would go out of his way, if he heard about a machloikis between a husband and a wife, he would go out of his way to bring Shalom between them. To the extent that he used to go out sometimes in the late hours of the night to make Shalom bein Ishul Ishtai. And there were times when it was a cold night, a winter night, he would go out and go to people's houses, knock on the door, and he would talk to the husband in order to bring shalom. And if the rov comes to your house in the middle of the night and tries to make shalom on a cold night, it has an effect. Had a roshim, and he was able to bring shalom. One night he comes to a house, and the husband says to him, why did you have to come out tonight? It's a cold night, it's the middle of the night, you couldn't wait till tomorrow morning. What would be the avo if he waited a few hours till tomorrow morning and he came tomorrow morning to make shalom? What was the urgency to come at the late hour of the night? And Rabbi Yitzchak Chaim Zonnefeld said to him, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tzadik Ches Amar Aleph, the Gemara says, Rabbi Shul ben Levi asked Eliyahu HaNavi, V'heicha Yosef, where is Mashiach sitting? Where is Mashiach? Apischa Deroimi, by the gates, by the entrance of Rome. And Rabbi Shul ben Levi asked Eliyahu HaNavi, Umay Simone, and what's the simon? How do I identify which one of the beggars, the Aniyim, sitting by the gates of Rome is Mashiach? So Eliyahu HaNavi told him that he sits among the Aniyim who are sick, and the Kulon Shara V'Osir B'Chad Zimno. All the other Aniyim, they untie all of the bandages at once, and then they wrap themselves up in the bandages. But the Mashiach, what he does is he unties one bandage, he wraps it back up. Then he unties the next bandage, and he wraps it back up. So when you see somebody who's not untying all his bandages at one time, but he rather does one, wraps it up, does one, wraps it up, he's Mashiach. And why does he do it that way? Shimon Levi asked El Yonovi, and why does Mashiach not untie all his bandages at once like everybody else? And Eliyahu tells him, because in case it's time for him to come and redeem Bnei Yisrael, he should have to waste a second. If he has all his bandages unwrapped, and he'll have to sit and wrap himself up before he comes, it will take some time. And therefore, he only unwraps one at a time, so in case he has to go, he's ready to run on the spot. So Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld asked this man, and he said, how long would it take to put on the bandages? A minute? 2 minutes? 5 minutes? And for those 1 minute, 5 minutes, we can't wait. We waited in Golos so long already. Is a minute going to make a difference? Is 1 minute going to make a difference when Mashiach comes? And he said, yes, because when the time for the Gula comes, every minute counts. There's a time when the Gula has to come, and every minute longer that we have to wait, It's not part of the Gaulus. The Gaulus has to end at a certain time, and we have to bring the Gaulus as early as possible, and if Mashiach is ready to go at any second. And if Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld held them, what does the Gemara say? If Ish v'Isha Sholem Yineim, the Sholem between them, Shechina Shiru Yineim, the Shechina rests among them. The Shechina among them, you have the Yud from Ish, the Hey from Isha, spells Ka, Hashem's name. If there's no Sholem between them, then you have Ish and Ish, Hashem takes away his name, you have Ish from Ish, Ish from Isha, fire and fire is Machlaikis. So Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld told him, to bring the Shechina into the house, how could a person wait even one more minute? To bring the Shechina into the house, it's kedai to come even in the middle of the night, even though it's cold outside, to bring Shalom, to bring the Shechina into the bayis. The Marshal of Chavetz Chaim, we said over last year, maybe the year before, but it's a nice Marshal. The Pasuk says, Zoyis HaTorah, Adam Kiyomas Ba'oyo, if a person dies in the oyo, there's a din of Tumas oyo. Chavetz Chaim, the Gemara Dashins, Torah is only acquired by Misha Memis Nafshela, somebody who's Memis himself, is willing to die for Torah. And Chavetz Chaim asks, either Pasuk says, V'chai behem v'loy shiyomus, but a person should live doing mitzvahs and not die. So what does it mean, Torah is only acquired by Misha Memis Atmeleha? And he answers with a mashal that we said over, there was once a barabos, and for many, many years, we'd wake up early in the morning, and go straight to the store, to the business, and day in and day out, he was busy, he had no time to go to shul to daven, no time to learn, and he was torahed from morning till evening. One day he takes a look, and he sees the beard's turning white, his hair's turning white, and he decides it's time to stop appearing a little bit for the Olam HaEmes, his time's not far away. The next morning he decides that he's going to go to shul, and after Shacharis he's going to stay and learn. Come with me, whatever happens, he'll stay, he'll learn in shul. He goes to shul, daven Shacharis, like a mensch. He sits and he learns. Meanwhile, the customers line up by the store, and they're banging away at the door, open up. They don't know where he is. They wake up his wife. Where's your husband? She doesn't know where he is. The kids are nice. So he comes 2 hours later. Where were you? Don't worry about it. The next day, the same thing happens. The kids are, the customers are banging on the door, and she finds him in shul. And she lets him have it. And she starts screaming at him, how could you do this? Don't ever do this again. How can you stay here? The customers are waiting. We're losing all our business. You can't do this. The next day, he does it again. And she's furious at him. And he says to her, tell me, what would be if the Malach HaMavis came? And the Malach HaMavis wanted to take the husband away. But you tell the Malach HaMavis, it's not time now. The customers are waiting. You can't take my husband now. He has to go ahead and open the store. You won't be able to tell the Malach HaMavis anything at all. If it's time, it's time. He says, so from now on, every morning, make believe that he's dead for those few hours. I'm dead to the world for those few hours. And when I come to the store later in the day, Tchias HaMesev, I came alive again. For those few hours, I'm dead. For those few hours, I'm dead to the world, and you can't come and disturb me. Says the Chavetz Chaim, that's the pshat. B'misha meimis atzmeileh. When a person learns, he's dead to the world. Put everything else out of his mind. Put everything else aside. Nothing disturbs him. For these few hours right now, meimis atzmeileh. That's how a person learns. A person is able to dedicate his time to learning. Sometimes people ask, I can learn myself. Well, today we have the art scroll. You have a share on the phone, a share here. Why do I have to come to the share to learn? I can do it myself. I come. Teretz is because when a person comes to a share, there's a kviyas. There's a chiv. And a person knows that hour is dedicated to learning. Memis Asmongai. That hour is dedicated to learning. A person learns on his own. One thing comes up. Another thing comes up. And the Yetzer Hara has ways of taking away people from mourning. Oh, yeah. So let's be mechazik ourselves and forget. For that hour at night, taka, we should be meimis atzmei aleha. Forget all the outside influences, and we should taka be able to learn. And Mr. Shem, we're finishing Masechta Erevin the coming week. Start Masechta Pesachim. Tomorrow's a little bit easier now. The last parak in Erevin is a little bit easier, more Sfaradic. And the Shtaka Bezaicha, the Chizik and the learning, and start Masechta Pesachim with an excitement. And we should to finish and learn together many Masechtas and see Mashiach's name here in the middle.